she took the morning off, or would head upstairs to her flat if the cafe was quiet. But that was part of the privilege of owning your own business. Serafina had always seemed pretty robust to Lila. Yet it was a sudden heart attack that took Serafina Lucido, and Magpie Cove, a tiny ex-fishing village on the Cornish coast, would never be the same. Lila had been working at Serafina's, Magpie Cove's only cafe, for about 8 months now. The first time she'd walked through the door, a little despondent and needing a coffee, she had felt the cafe wrap her in its warm fug of coffee and battered leather sofas. She specifically remembered that a David Bowie CD was playing in the background. Serafina had 5 CDs in constant rotation. Lila had drunk an exceptional coffee and admired the pot plants which hung in macrame holders from the ceiling. All around her, groups of friends, mums with kids, and people with their laptops chatted amicably or looked happily lost in a world of their own. Lila had sat at the counter, aware of being alone, but Serafina had chatted to her and made her feel welcome. The cafe's rough white walls, where the original stone had been painted over, were hung with paintings and drawings, all done by local artists. The front of the counter, where Lila had sat that first time, acted like a kind of local notice board. It was covered in business cards and leaflets, or adverts for meditation lessons, local cleaners, vegetable deliveries from local farms, and all manner of other goods and services. And it was true, Lila had discovered, after working there a while. If you needed a handyman or a babysitter or a recommendation for the best local restaurant, Serafina's was where you went. It was always busy, but in a comfortable way. In bad weather, the village congregated there to gossip and drink hot chocolate. In the summer, Serafina had sometimes set up a bar on the beach. In all weathers, she had thrown parties. Birthdays, anniversaries, Halloween, Easter, and the summer solstice, when surfers watched the sunrise over the ocean and then came back for a celebratory breakfast. Lila looked up and down the street, but there was no sign of Serafina's son, Nathan, yet. She tapped her foot impatiently. She had a practical exam at culinary college tomorrow, and she'd planned to spend the day practicing her millefeuille. Not that she didn't want to know whether she still had a job or not, she definitely did. But she could have been piping cream onto perfectly crisp, buttery pastry rectangles about now. If he was late, it just meant more time she'd have to make up, baking into the night. Serafina had been so loved in Magpie Cove. Every single one of the 200 people in attendance at her funeral, locals, regulars at the cafe, but also tourists who came to Magpie Cove every year, had wanted to pay their respects. Serafina's younger son, James, had been in Jamaica when Lila had tracked him down, finding his mobile phone number in Serafina's battered address book. Her other son, Nathan, lived in London. When Serafina's will had been read, it transpired she'd left her cafe solely to Nathan. Lila supposed that made sense. If James was usually abroad, what was he going to do with a cafe? She checked her phone to see if Nathan had messaged her, but there was nothing. He had called her last week to ask if she could meet him at the cafe for a chat, presumably finding her details somewhere in Serafina's messy paperwork. Lila had moved to the sleepy Cornish village of Magpie Cove from London 8 months ago. For a long time, she'd thought she was happy in the capital. Sure, she didn't really like her job, but who did? At least, that's what her boyfriend Tim had always said. He hated his job as an actuarial assistant in a large city firm. Lila had fallen into an IT recruitment job she was thoroughly unsuited for. She wasn't even interested in tech or in trying to sell people on jobs she thought were boring. But a friend had got her the position and she'd stayed, not knowing what else she really wanted. When she'd first met Tim at an after-hours bar, several drinks the worse for wear, it was Lila's friend Alice's birthday. Lila had wanted to go home hours ago, but didn't feel she could disappoint the birthday girl. They'd spent the night.